I'm John Papa. This is Dan Wallin. We're going to talk to you about moving your ASP.NET code and looking at that with jQuery and trying to take those same skills and applying those to how you create a Silverlight project.
That's right.
So this is exercise two in lab number two, correct?
Right.
We're going to talk about the UI specifically, how you look at a UI in ASP.NET and redo that in Silverlight.
Right. Exactly right. So to start off in the first part of the exercise, we just showed the project structure. We talked about our model and our WCF service and our ASP.NET.
Right.
So now what we're going to do is we're going to create a new Silverlight project in the same solution. The goal is we want to reuse our data access layer and we want to reuse our service layer.
Right, because so reuse is good.
Reuse is very good. And we want to go ahead and basically just plug in very similar code in what it does, but we're going to use, in this case, C# and XAML. So to start off, I'm going to right-click on my solution, and we'll come in and say Add New Project. And I'm just going to call this Silverlight Customer Viewer. And we're going to pick the kind of stock default Silverlight application template.
Sure.
Now, we could certainly go with, if we needed WCF Real Services, a business template, a navigation one gives you more screens. But for this one, since we only have one screen,
right,
we're going to go ahead and go with kind of the default.
And we can add in navigation or resources later, even if we use this one.
That's right.
But this is the more basic template, so we'll start here.
It's a good starter template. All right, so we'll go ahead and hit OK. And now it's going to say, where do you want to host this? Now, customer service happens to be my WCF project. Don't want it there.
And it's finding all your web projects on your in your solution,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, and you can choose website projects, web app projects, or MVC projects, or the kind of three options there if you already had them. So we're going to target Silverlight 4, and we do want it to add a test page, because once the Silverlight project compiles, we're going to get a ZAP file, XAP file, and we need to be able to host that in some type of a web page. So we're going to go ahead and have it do all that goodness for us. All right, so this will create the project. And you'll notice that we kind of get a blank design surface. And from here, we can go in and customize it. Now, in the lab exercise, we'll have you walk through and drag on several text boxes, a combo box, even a rectangle, and kind of simulate some
from
things.
From the toolbox pane.
Very easy to do. From the toolbox. So we'll have you come over to here, and you can come in and drag on a text box as an example. And then kind of position it, and there'll be a picture of how to do that. But since nobody really wants to watch me drag all those on, I don't know.
I was
what you
really
think.
Looking forward to watching you drag 20 controls on the screen.
We can do it.
We could do
I
it
could
and fast forward it right through the video.
There you go. I can arrange for that. So literally, we would just drag on though, two buttons, a bunch of like seven text blocks. A text block. Let me kind of mention that real quick, because if you're coming from ASP.NET, you haven't used it. A text block is right here. It's very analogous to a label in ASP.NET. So what I'm going to do, though, is in my clipboard, I already have all the XAML that the lab will have you do. And then we'll talk through some of the controls. So we're just going to paste that in. Now, you'll notice it's not fitting so well. It's kind of cutting things off a bit. So I'm going to double-click on the XAML tab. So might want to point out that just like ASP.NET has, where you have a split view, you also have a split view designer in Silverlight, which is really nice. So we'll double-click on XAML. And we'll scroll on up. Now, coming from an ASP.NET background myself, and I know you've done lots of years of that, user control, I liken that to the HTML root tag.
Right.
You can have a user control resources, which would go in here. That's kind of like the head tag.
Mm-hmm.
Grid, in this example, is kind of like the body tag in HTML.
And a grid could kind of be like a HTML table in a way.
Yeah, grid is actually exactly rows and columns. So let's go ahead and we're just going to update the design height and width.
And since those are decons, those again are only design time applicable.
That's right. You won't see these at runtime, but if I switch to design view, you would see that now we can see the whole interface. So we'll come in and do a width.
Or a wood hit.
Either one. what did I want? 550?
550, yeah.
And a height of 545, something around there. And you'll notice we do get IntelliSense as we're typing, which is pretty nice. Okay, so if you didn't put height and width, which in many cases I don't, I want the Silverlight app to take up the whole screen, then in that case, just don't put a height and a width, and it'll automatically go in and kind
it'll
of
stretch
fill
and
up.
Consume to the
exactly.
screen. Exactly. Yeah.
But we're going to go to design view, and you'll notice now I can see my whole screen because I changed the design height and width.
Right. I think before they were cut off here and then at the bottom.
At the bottom, exactly. Now, in this mode, it's kind of nice. You can actually really zoom in. If you need fine-grained analysis of your controls, mm-hmm. you got it.
And you can use your mouse wheel to do that, too, which is nice.
Really nice. So we now have the interface, and let's just talk through some of the basics of the controls. Now, in ASP.NET, you know, there's different options for dropping down items. Drop-down mm-hmm. list is probably the prime one, and that's what's used in the existing app. In this case, we have a combo box. So if I go to the XAML, you'll see that learning this is a lot like learning server controls in ASP.NET. I'll tell you my number one reason I like it, though. Want to hear it?
I would love to hear that, Dan.
I'm sure you would. Yeah.
If I said no, what would you do?
I'd tell you anyway.
Okay, good.
Number one, we don't have to put ASP colon on the front. Okay. Number two, and you may have to, though, sometimes. Not ASP, but something else. In fact, you'll notice an X here. Then number two, you don't have to put run at equals server, because this is all a client-side technology.
All client-side.
But other than that, this is, you can think of it kind of like a server control, except it's not on the server. It actually renders on the client in the browser.
Right.
So the other things to look at here is, starting with Visual Studio 2010, we now have a rich designer, as you can see. So we were able to position these items. You'll just drag these on and kind of move them around. And right now, we're not using rows and columns to lay them out. In fact, if we go up to the margin property of any of these controls, which is actually right there.
Might be a good time to point out the search feature to find the word margin.
That would be good, since I couldn't find it. We'll go in and type margin. You'll notice that it actually filters all our properties.
Right.
Wonderful feature. And so you'll notice that the margin, if I drop it down, you even get a nice little 158 points to the left, this points to the top, right, and bottom.
I know it sounds geeky, but that's one of my favorite features is the visual indicator. I always forget where it starts, which quadrant.
Especially in the web world, you start with top.
Right.
In the Silverlight world, you start with left.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's that took me a while to get used to. But anyway, I wanted to point out that I'm not a big fan of using margins like we're doing here, because as you switch different resolutions and devices and stuff.
Plus, I noticed, like, it's 158 from the left. So if I imagine if you click on this one, it's also 158 with a margin, but it's 270 from the top. So
right.
It does help you to look at it, see where things are lined up, but there's easier ways, right?
Yeah. And in some of the other exercises, you'll walk through layout controls.
Right. We have XAML panels and controls chapter, which
exactly.
will go through that.
So we'll kind of skip that here. But another nice thing is that the name of controls is often kind of tricky to find sometimes in the property window, if that's mm-hmm. where you assign it. So if we go to properties, you'll notice right up top we have customers combo box, and that never goes away. You know, I can take out margin, and you can search all day long for name or ID, but in Silverlight it's called name, and it's up top here.
Right.
So a couple other minor little tricks that the lab exercise walks you through is once you, as you put these on, for example, this text block, it may not fill up its container appropriately. And so if you right-click is the answer to everything. Right?
Yes.
You can go in and do things like...
You get an error, just right-click and say, get rid of my error.
Exactly. Right-click, fix error. But we can go ahead and say, reset layout. And we can reset everything. Everything would be the size of it, the alignment, the margins, strip it all.
Right.
Or just the size or the margin, you know, whatever it may be. Another nice thing, too, is sometimes you might have some controls that are kind of nested and it's hard to click on them, maybe. You can come down here to the bottom and there's a little breadcrumb trail, and it even gives you a preview of what we have. So there's the grid, and I can keep drilling down to all the controls. It makes it really nice to highlight them. Even easier than that, though, we can right-click on the designer, and we can go to Document Outline.
Right.
And I know this is a favorite of yours and mine as well, especially when you get more, a little more real-world, bigger apps. You can come in, and we can click on these, and notice it highlights them in the designer.
And that's the key, is a lot of times you don't name your control. Like, you've got text block 7. I don't know where that is. Let's click on it. It'll show you exactly where that one comes up.
And that'd be a good example why, if you're going to name them, give them a better name.
Yes.
So that's kind of the fundamentals. What we're going to do to wrap this up, to show that you can do it much like ASP.NET, is we can double-click on buttons and get event handlers.
Mm-hmm.
So that's pretty much like you would do in the web world. And in the next exercise, you'll go in and you're going to add the code for the WCF service, and we'll add some code into here to call it when those buttons are clicked.
Sounds good. and I hope you all come back for exercise 3.